Good morning, everyone. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the conference for the fourth quarter. We have here Augusto Reis, President Director, President of Relationship with Investors, and that all visitors will only be listening to the conference during the presentation. And right after that, we're going to start the Q&A sessions. And if you have questions, you may send it through this website that is in the platform of this conference. We want to inform that you may also send questions to the PDD team by email. Before we go on, I'd like to say that some statements that might be done here, we have projections, operational and financial goals. They are beliefs of the board of the directors of the company, and we are going to be using that above, having as a base the information we have. So some things are assumptions, and they depend on the circumstances that may or may not occur. So investors should understand that general economic conditions of the industry and other operational factors may affect the performance of the company. Now, Mr. Augusto will present. Augusto, please go on. Hello, good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is fine here. I want to thank you for being here. Now we're going to talk a little about the PDD results, about fourth quarter and year. To start, let's talk about our agenda. I'd like to talk a little about the main focus of the previous year, 2022. We finished 2022 with important evolutions, digital information, ESG, diversity, and focus on the client. This progress made reflects in the internal and external satisfaction index. In the yearly comparison, we had a progress measured through CSAT and also Reclame Aqui. Besides that, day after day, we're increasing the diversity of the team and increase of the quality. And also about the ESG agenda, we finalized our sustainability report at the end of the year. That's going to be a base for our next actions, especially the actions that are going to be starting now in 2023. About digital information, we finished with important progress in the digital journey, and Avantcard had their first customers, especially facing the big challenges that we had. Despite of that, with the economy suffering with the flexes of the pandemic, the conflicts that we are seeing, for instance, in the Ukraine war, long time pre-election, pre-presidential election, we had increase of inflation, increase of the rate tax, the interest tax, and then even facing these challenges, we had a good progress. We had the launch of the X. We also had the launch of our new brand, Incorporadora, and this represents our new positioning in the market. We had 7 years without launches. We had several trials, a long process for the judicial recovery. But in 2022, we had this important part of the company, which are our launch teams. We talked a little about our new brand X. It's a new way to develop in the market. We're going to use all the knowledge we had in our business cycle and everything we learned, the lessons learned, to build better experiences for our customers. We had to change the brand so that we could communicate in an effective way our new vision, our future. Through the intensive use of technology, we want to change purchase journey from the beginning of the process throughout the whole process of acquisition and also the process of maintenance of the place. So we want to make this journal simple, pleasant, and transparent. 22 was also the year when we were committed to several projects in NYX. We had focused in our strategic planning for short, medium, and long term, and the reflections of this planning can be seen in our financial results and also in our successful operations. We were controlling our funds, trying to look for solutions for the work where it stopped, and through our watching any subject, like I mentioned to you, that we're going to keep working to have the best experience to serve clients. About governance, we had all the changes that were foreseen in the regulatory system for compliance, external and internal controls, and we also had the auditing committee, and we hired BDO for the auditing of the internal auditing. The ongoing improvements are essential pillars of the company. We're always trying to mitigate this risk, and we're going to the second slide. We see the executive summary here, and we present in the fourth slide the highlights and subsequent events. Those highlights, just like I mentioned, we had in the fourth quarter the Ixtatuapé in the east zone of São Paulo, a lot of technology, safety, technology. It's one building, 147 units, or we have an import potential of 60 million. We were thinking to provide a better experience to our customer, starting in the purchase and the sales process with a lot of technology, and mainly in concepting and developing the work. We would like to invite all of you to be there in Tatuapé to visit our apartment, and you will be able to see. During the fourth quarter, we had the VSO of 9.2%, the sales oversupply, and it was better than expected to the entrepreneurship. We reduced quite 422 million, the total of liabilities. We had a reduction of 33% in the general expenses comparing 22 and 21. We had a reduction of 29% in the selling expenses, also comparing to the previous year, 21. There is a very important reflex of reduction of 531 million in other obligations along 2022. We also finished the increase of capital and the conversion of 409.7 million of that into equity, what expresses a reduction of our risks. Overall, we had debt amortization of 1.1 billion. About the subsequent events, now at the beginning of March, we finished the grouping of our stocks, and the proportion is 100 to 1. That's the proportion. That's one regulation of B3. And we are grouping that in this proportion of 100 for 1, and it did not modify the funds of the company. We had all the processes according to the legislation and also the best corporate governance preparation practices. Talking about the company, had Grant Thornton to audit. Before it was PPNC, independent auditors, and they helped us in the previous years. And Grant Thornton will start from the revision of the information about the first quarter 2023. Here, I'd like to talk about the PPC and thank them for all these years, the partnership, very good quality work, and welcome everybody from Grant Thornton. Moving on to the operational results in the slide number 6, we have the financial operation results. In the fourth quarter of 22, we had 26 million. It's below, 27% below 21. And the gross was 107 million 45 below 21. Talking about the effective sales, the results from 21 was 92 million and 115 million 21. It's a reduction of 20%. It's less when we compare the non-recurring events. In 21, we had a higher volume than 22, so that distorts this comparison a little. Part of the reduction of 20% in the gross sales, the result is aligned with the goal that we established. The focus is changed, the sales are in changed, and the VSO of the units delivered were 7%. Just like I said, VSO were 9.2% in 22 last semester. During this last quarter, we had 8 million of extracts, and we had 87 million of agreements broken. And just like I've been saying over and over again in our calls, this is an important leverage to increase the units that will be available to be sold. Because of the gross sales, the net sales were 22 million in 22, 84% in 21. And it's worthwhile mentioning, just like we've been saying, that the main indicator of sales so that we can have an operational value of the company are the gross sales, considering that part of the raw material besides the storage come from the breach of agreements, and along the year they bring no impact to the cash flow, and on the other hand they generate availability to sales. But nevertheless, that implicates some results for our net sales. Throughout 22, we had 63,406 units, minus 15% comparing to 21. We had a result below, above the one a year, because it's more effective. We had less time with banks and notary offices. We have a quick process to bring this forward. Talking about storage, we had 1.3 million and an increase of 4% about the fourth quarter of 22. The storage had a decrease of 26% comparing 22 and 21. Again, that reflects the focusing sales in the ready, the units that are ready. We had 4% of our total inventory in the end of 22. In the end of the fourth quarter, 18% was concluded at the end, 239 million divided 35% in São Paulo City, our main place. But we had 48% of this in residentials. In slide number 8, we explain the general and administrative expenses. We reduced 33%, and that's because of the lower expenses with legal and financial consulting. Commercial expenses were reduced by 79% when we compare the quarter to quarter, and 29% on the year-on-year comparison. And this was mainly due to the lower carrying costs with units and inventory. And the general administrative expenses and the commercial expenses, they had an important reduction of 20% on a quarter-to-quarter comparison and 31% in the one-on-one. We ended the quarter with 144 employees. We had important reinforcements in the teams to strengthen and also aligned with the agenda of launches, and also to correct inefficiencies that were identified. Next slide, we see the indebtedness extra concursal. It increased 133 million, 5% during the fourth quarter, and 436 million, 20% during 22. This increase was mainly due to interest accrued in the period. Next slide, we see a variation of this concursal indebtedness, and they are in the judicial recovery. They are reduced by 61 million in fourth quarter, and this was because of the conversion of debts in equity, what happened also in this last quarter. In comparing in 21, the debts increased, and that was because of new credits qualified for the judicial reorganization. The total and our actions and everything, the company has amortized 1.1 million of the concursal debts. We are trying to accelerate this process for extra concursal and concursal debts according to what we are going to show in slide number 15. So in slide 15, if we had all the everything in the end of the fourth tree, we are going to have 4.5 billion. And some important things that we have is the balance, the remaining balance, which is 1.2 billion, they are doing 20 years, and they could be amortized in through conversion in equity through the process of increase of capital, things we've been doing a long time. The extra concursal debts are still being renegotiated, and it can also be considered in our judicial recovery along the time, and that will generate positive results, just like we've seen in 2022. We are still looking for solutions for the works that were not done, and as that's happening, our costs are going to be reduced as well. I noticed that everything that has been done, we have been having results since 2016, the previous before the judicial recovery. We could reduce the leverages in almost 2 billion in the company, and also a reduction in the total passives. We highlight 2022, we had a significant reduction of 1 billion due to the actions of the company, the stocks. And we have a lot to do yet, but we see positive results. Then we have slide 12. We have our results, and I'm going to highlight here the main variances and impacts throughout the period. We had the gross revenue of 31 with the whole year. We had loss of 468 million and 368 for the whole year. This result is especially before AVJ for the debts that were there. And with that, we had a net loss of 78 million in 22. And when we compared the 127 million of 21, we had a reduction of 32% in our yearly loss. I'm going to finalize my presentation before we have questions. I'd like to say we are planning a new launch for this year. We're going to soon bring news about it. Besides that, we are trying to find new land according to our market and our strategy. And our strategy are in focus with this lens that we want to purchase and also the projections that we have. This strategy reflects the transition moment we live right now, that the company lives, our agenda for launching, for prospection of new products, and every day it's getting more and more weight in our agenda, and we are aligning to the company our main building. Incorporate, build, and sell our product. We know 23 is not going to be an easy year. We are still going to see this doubtful economic scenario, but we've already considered this scenario in the medium and long term. By the end of 22, we completed 5 years of the approval, approbation approval of our judicial recovery, a long period with several financial and image challenges, but we learned a lot with RJ leaving in 2021. We believe you used this time to prepare the company for this time to resume. We are already with our team. We re-implemented management tools, individual goals. We digitalized and simplified our processes. We had Verne. We are developing a management and intelligence for condominiums. We're trying to diversify our revenue sources. We mapped our needs for ESG. We started our new products again. We're prospecting the lands. And lastly, we found a brand that could reflect all this process of change, which is six. We're living a new way to think, to do, to act. We have an expert and committed team, and we're ready to continue on this transformation focusing in the UX and also innovation. Quarter after quarter, we've been reaching important results. And since we've already resumed our launches, we are really positive that we're going to have more and more good results for the company. That would be it for this. And now I'm going to give you some time for some Q&A if you have any questions. Thank you, Augusto. So you can send this question for the Q&A board. Let me start with a question from Hannah. Hannah is asking, the impact in financial results in the fourth quarter can be seen of something not non-recurring. Hi, Hannah. Thank you very much for your question. Well, all this process of converting that every time we have a change from our extra comparable that we have positive impacts at first, but then we have the negative impact every time we have the correction of the value, the plan. We have an AVJ impact. That's pretty much what happened in this last quarter. We saw that the first quarter, especially the second quarter, which we had a positive result, that was the fruit of the beginning of this movement. And then in the last quarter, because of the process of increasing of capital, we had an impact that is opposed to this first stage. So in a certain way, yes, these are non-recurring movements because they depend on changes of the payment of the debt and also transition from indebtedness. So on the other hand, we believe that is the process that must continue happening in the company. So if you consider that long term, we can understand that yes, we might have other movements like that compared, if you compare just like I mentioned, the results throughout the year, the more we have numbers for positive along with 2022, when we compare 2022 to 2021, our consolidated result was better. So we had all the balanced results. So looking at a mid long term, yes, they could become recurring events if you look at long term. Maybe I answered another question with this. Thank you, Carlinhos. So Ricardo asked about the impact in a financial result. It was answered, Ricardo. Thank you very much. And thank you for the question. Now I'm going to go through David's question. The question is, what is the positioning of the company about the habitational programs? Can they enter in the Minha Casa, Minha Vida programs for building homes? This is the question. Just a moment, David. Thank you very much. Well, we have no plans to be part of the Pode Entrar or the program Minha Casa Minha Vida because, number one, currently the company does not meet. Well, we don't have this profile of products, and our strategy could be considered a higher ticket with a focus on the medium to high income because we understand this is the most resilient market. It's less susceptible to oscillations and variations because of changes of government policies. And we understand the company today is not ready to absorb these oscillations, we might see. So the focus is being new perspectives, development of products, and we want to keep working with the medium to high income. That's the strategy at first. We have no idea to be part of these governmental programs. Next question is Ercílio. Good morning. Congratulations on the results and for the resuming of the launches. First question is, how are you feeling the market with this new launch? And I'm going to read the second later. Thank you, Ercílio, for your question. Well, first of all, talking about the launching we had last year, we had our launch in October 2022. It was a moment where we were between the first and second periods of the election, so we suffered a little with that. On the other hand, and I think it's worthwhile mentioning that the market, the real estate market, felt the need to absorb. It was a tougher last quarter for the same reason. The elections also impacted by the high taxes. They were high already, and they kept themselves high. So the last quarter was the toughest semester of the year. On the other hand, we had in mind that this could happen. So we also had a planning considering a speed of sale that was not so aggressive, more conservative. So yeah, objective, it could be better if the market was in a better moment, but on the other hand, it was kind of expected by the company. Looking ahead, we keep our expectations for launches. We have our next launch in approval phase. Last phases, we might have it in April already with everything ready, and then we're gonna work about the launching, the preparation of the information to put in the market calmly with planning, different of what we had in the last one. We expect to have the approvals earlier than we had in expected there. We might have more time to prepare this launch, and then we are going to keep it. And then the complement of the questions that it was of the speed of launches of the company. Just we have in mind to have one launch in 23, and from 24 on, we might have two or three a year. And our cruise speed that we imagine today is that we have like 600 or 700 million a year after 24. This is what we have in mind so far. Next question, Carla is asking, what's the strategy of the company about the region of launches and the expected volume? Hi, Carla. Thank you for your question. Well, our strategy, just like I said, it's considering to our land bank today. Obviously, we are prospecting the lands and the new ones. The focus are the regions where we want to work, so we have more flexibility different from what we already have at home. So in the short term, we go through the profile of lands that we have available for launch, and they are concentrated here in the city of São Paulo. And naturally, a long time, we kept in the land back of the company those who have our profile of the strategy that we believe focused in residential launching in the city of São Paulo with the profile of income that I mentioned, medium to high. And the volume that we asked also, I think I also answered in the previous, but objectively is just keep going with our operation with focus in the city of São Paulo and maybe great São Paulo. One more question from Hannah. Do you have expectations to increase the speed of lever of PGG along 2023? Yes, and now we have this expectation. I think this movement of renegotiation with our extra concourse size and concourse size, we believe that that's gonna still happen. I think it's a movement obvious that as the company gets better with the operation, it's gonna have a positive perspective. What ends up bringing a gain of value so that we can do it a long time. So to 23, the expectation is that yes, we're going to be able to do that. We're going to keep this movement of the leverage, especially with the concourse movement. Thank you, Hannah, for the question. We had another question of David, but it's along with Carlos. Question. So that we pretty much this question was already answered in a previous question, and then we have a question from Rubens, the GNC. Can a company work in the rental market? Thank you. Congratulations for the presentation. That's the question. Can the company act in the rent market? Rubens, thank you for the question. Well, the rental market, especially residential, has a great potential, but it's still starting, you know, in the beginning. So we cannot lose our feet on the ground considering the level of risk because of our background. So we've been really careful focusing on what we did a long time and what is in the profile of a portfolio, you know. I think in the short term, we are not thinking about it. This is not under our radar. On the other hand, I think it's nothing that cannot be evaluated as the market gains body in this profile of entrepreneurship. It's not something that we're not going to look at, you know, but in the short term, we don't have expectations for that. Very well. Thank you, Augusto, for the answers. If you have more questions, you may ask now through the chat, or just like we said, you can send to our email. Well, we got no more questions during the chat, so we're going to leave the channel open. I'm going to give the time back to Augusto for his final considerations. Augusto, please. Thank you, Renato. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank for all of you for attending. The company is prepared for the hardships. So, we're anxious for the next launch. It's a really important moment for us. It's time to resume, you know, all the team, when we start working on our agenda of the future, it weighs more as our agenda of present and past. This is a great KPI and it motivates the team. So it's a very special moment for us. Obviously, everyone is alert to the external scenario. The internal scenario this year is supposed to be tougher, but our real estate market is resilient. It's not resilient, but it's a non-stop market. It's always alive. So we're pretty optimistic. We're cautious, but we're optimistic for 2023 and having in mind the from last year and this year. So thank you, everyone, and see you on the next call for the first quarter of the year. Thank you, everyone. The conference about the fourth quarter of 2022 is closed. The company is thanking you, and see you next time.